It's 5:44 and you're listening to All Things Considered on NHPR, news from New Hampshire and NPR. I'm Peter Biello. Tomorrow marks another milestone in the effort to vaccinate residents against COVID-19. Beginning tomorrow morning at 8, anyone in New Hampshire aged 65 and older will be able to register for a vaccination appointment, along with those under 65 who have serious medical conditions. The state says it's ready, but it's also urging patience for what will likely be a months-long process to get everyone their shots. NHPR's Todd Bookman joins me now with more. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. So this process can't come soon enough for older Granite Staters and the medically vulnerable. So what's the process? How's this going to work?
Well, the state is asking anyone 65 and older who can get on the internet to use a dedicated website. It's vaccines.nh.gov. So you log on, you enter some information, and then within 24 hours, the state will send you an email confirming your registration. And in this email, there will be a link to a schedule. So you click on the link and you can pick your vaccination time slot. If you are not good with a computer, but your son or your daughter or maybe your friend is, the state says that is perfectly fine. As long as the vaccine recipient is age 65 and older, it does not matter who books the appointment for them.
Okay, so you can get help for the vaccine appointment if you need it. What about people who don't have reliable internet or would just prefer to talk to a live human being when making their appointment?
So those folks are being asked to call 211. There will be long hold times on the 211 hotline, especially tomorrow, day one of all this. But once you do get through to a person, they will be able to make an appointment for you.
Okay, so roughly 300,000 people in this age group. So I imagine hold times are pretty long. Is the state setting expectations there?
Well, the state is asking everyone to just be patient with this process. The National Guard is assisting in answering phone calls, and 300 state employees will also be on the phone lines over the coming days and weeks. But we know that will still likely not be enough, especially in these first few days, to avoid what will likely be some long wait times. For folks using the computer, the state's IT department says it is prepared for up to 100,000 users to be on the website at the same time. They say they are also ready to handle the expected load.
Again, that's vaccines.nh.gov starting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So they've got the website there. They've got the hotline 211 for those 65 years and older. But that is not the process, Todd Bookman, for medically vulnerable people who are younger than 65 who would now qualify. How can they register?
So the state has laid out a list of qualifying conditions. These are serious medical conditions, including cancer and kidney disease. If you are under 65 and you have two or more of these conditions, the state is asking you to contact your medical provider because doctors will need to verify that these patients meet the state guidelines. And then from there, the state will work to schedule a vaccination appointment. This week, we've heard from medical providers who say they are likely to be overwhelmed by phone calls from patients in the coming days. Again, patience is sort of the word of the day on this front. It could be, you know, days or even weeks before this gets all sorted out.
Patience. Got it. So when will the first needles be in arms for this next phase?
So the first shots are scheduled to be rolled out on Tuesday of next week. And for now, these shots, at least for those 65 and older, they'll be administered at 13 different fixed locations that the state is operating around the state. There are 12,000 appointment slots each week being made available. So some folks who do log on tomorrow, they may see that, you know, they can't get vaccinated until the end of March. The big limiting factor right now is that, according to the state, it's just the supply of doses. New Hampshire is only receiving about 17,500 doses each week from the federal government. And until that gets ramped up, the state says it can't do more on its end to speed up the process.
The appointments that start opening up tomorrow are to begin vaccinations. But these vaccines, both the Pfizer and the Moderna versions, they both require two doses. How will people get that second dose scheduled?
Well, we got more clarity on that from the state today. The way it will work is when you physically go to get your first shot, it sounds like you will schedule your second shot right then and there on location. If for some reason you aren't able to make your second appointment on site, the state will also send an email to those who registered online, allowing them to make the second appointment that way. The short answer is that you will only be making your appointment for your first dose initially.
And then the state Does that have enough doses for second doses?
So far, yes. The federal government is delivering second doses based on how many first doses are administered. And according to New Hampshire public health officials, there haven't been any hiccups in that process just yet.
All right. NHPR's Todd Bookman taking us through phase 1B of the state's COVID-19 vaccine rollout, which officially kicks off tomorrow at 8 a.m. Again, that website was vaccines.nh.gov. Todd Bookman, thank you very much. Really appreciate your insights.
Thank you, Peter.
And this is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello.